Now let's transition to what you need to look for to support your warning decision-making when you have a confirmed tornado. Much of your messaging depends on your best estimate of tornado intensity, and fortunately, a mature suite of research is available from which you may draw. Compiled here is the most fundamental guidance in the relationship between LLRV and the probability of tornado intensity by EF rating for supercells, especially right-moving ones, labeled RM. The strategy for coming up with an estimate is to ensure that the WSR-88D is in sales mode so that you can choose the maximum value in the last three scans, which would be within the last 5 minutes of the current time. If the maximum LLRV falls lower than 40 knots, then expect a weak tornado. For LLRVs between 55 and 75 knots, expect a strong tornado, EF2 to EF3. And for LLRVs greater than 85 knots, you can expect a violent tornado to be occurring at the time of observation. Naturally, there are significant overlaps where uncertainty is high. To minimize your uncertainty and the potential for error, the tornado needs to be the main one in a mesocyclone sampled by the nearest WSR-88D at altitudes lower than 7,000 feet above the surface, or that is, within 70 miles from the radar. Also, note this, that random sampling errors require that you need to take a few samples, and then you take the maximum. Also, the velocity data must be good, or in other words, make sure there isn't any range folding or side lobe errors or other artifacts such as three-body scatter spikes. And there should be a strong signal-to-noise ratio. What does that mean? At least decent reflectivities.